we have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs on Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you got me this good, but it feels good!
First, I need the national championship.
Welcome on in, everyone, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam. And your Fighting Illini have just advanced to the round of 32 after beating the Drexel Dragons. Final score of 78-49. It's been a long day after being one of the first games to tip off today. Games are still going on. I know Johnny's biting, chopping at the bit here to talk about our big blowout here. So go ahead, John. I'll defer to you to start.
Okay. Couple of phrases. Survive in advance. One down. Five to go. Okay. Here's the thing. I told you guys the tournament doesn't start until Sunday.
Next week.
For us, it was true. I don't want to say I told you so, but we won handily. And you know what other teams are sitting at home right now? Ohio State, have fun watching. EJ, have fun watching from your couch. But here we are. Sister Jean, Sunday. It's the Lord's Day.
Look, it was a cute story 4 years ago. Now I almost feel bad for her. I like how the whole Illinois media thing is, we got Loyola, we got Illinois, college basketball, all that, yada, yada. But at this point, just take care of business.
Yeah, I just want to quickly mention my nerves that I had last night. They're gone. I would say my nerves for the future are Brandon Lieb didn't look good in that one layup attempt, but I think it's something that we can work on and get better on.
I mean, we were talking about it. We're like, yeah, hopefully we see Connor Servin and Brandon Lieb quite a bit more in this tournament, a couple more routes by 30 points. But what I like about the whole Sister Jean narrative is it seems like this team has kind of taken a bad boys kind of mentality, whether it was going to Michigan and being slighted by the Big Ten. Like, this team kind of likes being the villain, and here's another opportunity to just stomp on the throat of America's sweetheart, Sister Jean.
We were one of only like two or maybe three teams today that blew out their opponent.
It was a great day. It was a lot of close Houston games and very carefree for us.
I would say first couple minutes, a little bit of tumultuousness. I called the offense anemic. Johnny was like, the offense is not anemic. The defense was suffocating, but we weren't really putting the ball in the hoop. And once we kind of opened up like an 8-point lead, I wasn't really concerned anymore. But I feel like those jitters from not playing a tournament game for any of these guys sort of showed up. But once they kind of calmed down a little bit, it was smooth sailing.
Smooth sailing.
Yeah, I think.
Go for it, Sam.
I was just going to say, I think we needed to pop our tournament cherry. Am I allowed to use that?
I think you're allowed to use that. Sam, it's been a long day for you. Yeah. What time did you get up this morning, Sam?
Got up at 4 a.m. I listened to No Mentions, the Jet Life for Life song at least five times. Had March Madness queued up, little Brett Eldridge, Illinois. And I got juice,
Yeah, we appreciate you changing your flight so you could watch every second of that game. And I would imagine it was worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it. I'd like to shout out American Airlines.
For not delaying the flight. Good decision not to fly Spirit.
Do you know who was pretty juiced today? Kofi. In 20 minutes of play, only 20 minutes, which is shocking considering how long we played our other starters, he was 8-for-11. That's insane.
I mean, it's just dunks.
It's just dunks. I know. And Cameron Cotwig is also just dunks.
One Euro step that isn't called when he's playing in Europe next year. That travel was absolutely atrocious.
Was just disrespectful, taking away from the IO assist count. We were trying to get the triple-double. I know Brad was trying to get the triple-double, keeping him in there, but overall, when you route
We were four assists away. There was no reason for him to be...
He was four assists away.
We are a team.
A triple-double is an individual statistic.
That
Did our team put up a triple-double? Did we have at least 10 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists?
But to be part of the 10 assists, you're like, it's a team effort. Other people got to make shots.
Gotcha. Yes. I feel a part of that triple-double today. Only 20 minutes for Kofi, which is nice. 33 for Io. Brad wasn't really very interested in resting him, very much for a little bit of recovery. But now we have a little date with Loyola. I know I'm getting a little bit ahead of ourselves because we're still kind of talking about what happened today. Any other takeaway, Sam, since you were able to watch the entire game?
I was excited for the matchup with Kofi. I thought it went great. 6'8" center. I'm blanking on his name. I don't really care what it is, but I loved how timid he looked. We kind of dared him to take some open mid-rangers. He was super timid. So that just like kind of totally broke down their offense, I thought, because we were otherwise suffocating them.
They were afraid to drive by the second half.
They were afraid to drive. I don't blame them.
No, I don't blame them either. But they absolutely stopped driving to the hoop, and they started taking some threes. And they actually hit some in the second half, but they were afraid of Kofi.
That was also just a Trent Frazier lockdown performance. I think Winter was their best guard. He went 3 for 13. That's just Trent doing what Trent does. And
did he even score in the first half? Maybe 2 points?
I don't even know, but it was also nice. You get to see a little confidence from Adam Miller swishing a 3, 10 points. Like, this team is starting to click, and really the only person who I thought maybe underperformed was Georgie, coming off of a 12-point performance against Ohio State, so we can take that.
Well, he put up 10 of those points in about 140 seconds, so if you take out that two-minute stretch. But he didn't play bad. He played serviceable. At the start of the game, he was missing some bunnies, and I think that's what was kind of frustrating me, is when we were only up like 6 or 7 points. But once he settled in, yeah, he was 15 minutes, 1 for 6, three rebounds, and a block and 2 points. So yeah, I think you'd like to see a little bit more out of Georgie, but if you had told me that Kofi'd only be playing 20 minutes this game, I'd feel pretty confident about our big man rotation.
One great point Robert made was 58 points in the paint for Illinois, 16 for Drexel. 5 turnovers for Illinois, 0 points off of turnovers. We just kind of stifled them like in the transition defense. And you're hoping that a slow team like Loyola, you put on the exact same performance. And I mean, yeah, they've got a great defense, but if you can really not turn the ball over, hold them down in transition, hopefully we can have another easy, stress-free game.
Yeah, and for the most part, it looked like Loyola had to have some stress today. They went down on an early deficit. They came back, which was good for them. But if we just can put the pedal to the metal the whole entire game, it's going to be another blowout.
It would have been nice to play Georgia Tech, because they did not have a single offensive rebound. And yeah, Kofi would have absolutely taken their lunch money. And I know they were missing their player of the year in that conference, that big guy, I forgot his name. And he makes a huge difference on the offensive glass and on the glass in general. But I would have liked to play Josh Pastner.
I think I initially wanted Loyola to win, and then I saw that Georgia Tech had 0 offensive rebounds within like 10 minutes ago in the second half, and I was just like, I need to change my rooting interest here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Moses Wright. Yeah, 17-8, ACC player of the year. But, I mean, we've all talked about it. We're pretty confident playing Loyola when you have the length advantage that we have. And, I mean, in some ways, you know this is a very successful team. They were ranked 17th in the AP poll. Now they're 8th in KenPom. So fortunately, like, some people are afraid, Illinois sometimes plays down to competition or looks past teams. Like, I think the coaching staff is very going to emphasize, like, this is a team you cannot look past because they're successful. They've been to the Final Four. Like,
Illinois hasn't played down to their competition in over 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm not really concerned about that narrative anymore. I don't think that's happened since maybe Northwestern, you know, last month.
I guess Michigan State.
Michigan State, yeah, if you kind of want to call that an outlier. But I'm not really concerned about that narrative at this point in the tournament. When you are full send every play, you're not really concerned about the next game. It's just win or go home, win or die trying. And so I'm not really concerned about that. But I'm just so excited for the deliciousness of Crutwig versus Coburn. Yeah, I know you like that adjective, Josh, the deliciousness of it. We're in the kitchen here. We're cooking with Kofi versus Crutwig. I know you like that matchup, and I'm just waiting for Kofi to exploit that. And I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Cameron Crutwig has not seen a big man like Kofi Coburn, and he probably hasn't seen a big man like Georgie Bishanishvili yet. And so I'm excited to see if they can exploit that matchup. But I know Johnny feels good about Cameron Crutwig because his game is different from Kofi. He's more of a facilitator. He's more of a passer. Kofi's more of a get the ball. He's got 5 assists all year. Crutwig is more run the offense through us and then dish it out.
The only thing that I would be nervous about would be if Crutwig can shoot the three, and I don't think he can.
No, he doesn't shoot threes. He's kind of got like a deep two mid-range sort of range, but he's not shooting three-pointers. Hopefully, Kofi's length is enough to just bother him where he doesn't necessarily like have to be pressing him. But if Kofi's at the free throw line and he's at the deep two, then that's enough coverage. My only fear with Crutwig is like he's very like shifty, and like hopefully Kofi doesn't bite. And it wasn't Kofi's best rebounding performance today, only had 5 boards.
He got smacked a little bit on the glass early on. I would say if we were nitpicking right now, if we really wanted to look for a nitpick in a, you know, a 29-point win, it would be the glass, especially in the first half. Felt like guys were reaching over Kofi and grabbing, or Georgie and grabbing some rebounds, if you really wanted to nitpick for things. But other than that, it's hard to really complain.
Yeah, I mean, he might have been, like, searching for blocks, and sometimes when you go for the blocks, you miss the defensive positioning, but we'll take it. I want to know, what was your guys' favorite moment of the game? Like, let's be positive here.
Just won by 29. There was the Kofi, like, just roof over, I don't know the Drexel
that
players.
That man has a family.
That man does have a family, and I feel bad for that family, but that guy died today.
Poor one out. Yeah, that was, I mean, there were like two Grandison alley-oops.
Yeah.
Those are always fun off the baseline there.
Schwabes?
I think mine was Kofi came out maybe like 7 minutes into the second half, and Underwood said something to him. He was like laughing. It was just like a great vibe. Great way to start the tournament. We were having fun.
Okay.
In front of 1,700 fans.
Oh, we're missing the most obvious one. Curbelo nutmeg someone during a basketball.
I cannot believe he forgot about the nutmeg.
Okay, you didn't let me go. Okay, that's what I was going to say.
He's bearing the lead there. Yeah.
Number one, Curbelo nutmeg. I mean, just such a fun one to watch on replay. We're making like a Curbelo El Mago video right now of just all the insane things that he does, and that's up there.
You don't get a say in this, Sam. I mean, Matt.
What? I want to say, I think it's, yeah, I'm El Mago. I know the nickname. I think it's sick that, like, he dropped his own hype tape, his own hype video, like a player hype video before the tournament. Like, you don't see that
and
often.
And then he backed it up.
And then he backed it up. I mean, he's a freshman, sixth man of the year, whatever you want to call him. Like, he's a stud, and it's a risk to drop something like that, but it was a sick video. It was an absolutely amazing video. I loved it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, this kid just has so much confidence. I would say the other moments that I loved in this game was the IO dunk, and you see Adam Miller's reaction in the background. If you find one of Illinois basketball's tweets, he's just like, just love seeing guys who are so excited for their teammates. Yeah. Like, that's what basketball and sports is all about.
This could be the Adam Miller tell, because he did it during the Curbelo dunk, like the other, I think during the Iowa game, he does the jump with them. He's kind of like a, he tries to do it in like sync.
Okay, so he's like the batter on deck swinging at the
pitch. Oh, at the exact same time to try to time it up. Yeah,
he did it during the Curbelo dunk, today's dunk. I think this is his move. Let's look out for it more, and hopefully for five more games.
Yeah, a lot more dunks to come.
I'm definitely excited not to play in, what's the name of that, the arena?
Farmers
inside of a stockyard. I'm excited to play in a place that's actually primarily played as basketball. Do you guys think over under? Are we playing on Unity or
Equality?
Secure,
no.
Sanctity.
So most likely we're playing
Synergy
at Bankers Life. There's a 3 out of 4 chance we're playing at Bankers Life, and then there's 1 out of 4 chance we're playing at Lucas. Lucas seems like the most appealing, just because we have experience playing there
and more fans.
More fans, and it kind of like neutralizes the 3-pointer a little bit. Which for us, when you're the best 2-point shooting team in the Big Ten, like, that's kind of what you want. Like, I feel like one of the only ways Loyola wins this game is if they just have an insane shooting night from the 3-point land. So would love to be at Unity or Equality.
Yeah, I want to give these courts better names. I don't know. Not that Unity and Equality, of course, are extremely important. Let's get out in front of that. But I want to come up with better, more appropriate names. The NCAA can do better than that. Like the athlete exploitation court or something like that. or the corruption
name
court.
Name, image, likeness court.
Name, image, likeness court. Yeah, something like that. You know, something to really capture the heart of what this
game
is all about. Maybe like the AT&T, existing customer court, and then the new customer court. And
Coca-Cola, then, cherry, insert flavor.
Orange, vanilla, Coke, please.
Yes. Orange, vanilla, Coke.
Yeah.
The weight room is the unequality court.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, no.
All right. There we go.
All right. There we go, Josh. Yeah. One thing I definitely didn't miss, though, is the repetitiveness of the same 4 commercials over and over and over again. I already have a phone plan. Don't need AT&T.
But did you see that if you set the pick on the existing
commercial? Don't drink soda. Don't need Coca-Cola. Seen the State Farm commercials.
I'd much rather have a team playing and watching these commercials than not have
a team. Yeah. Well, I'm going to watch the games regardless. I'm going to watch the commercials regardless. I mean, hopefully, if we're at the game, we don't have to watch commercials.
So there's one other moment today that we must talk about. It's a new segment we're going to do every single episode. It's going to be name 3 nice things about a kid who's ranked 217th in the country.
First nice thing, he wants to be in Illini.
Yeah.
Love that commitment.
He's a lefty.
We need those.
We need those.
Okay.
Trent leaves. We got a new lefty coming in.
Well, he's a junior, so.
So he's got 2 years.
Yeah.
A year and a half.
Trent still could come back.
He could come back.
Number three. You're really pushing me here. It's late.
We're a one seed. His last name is kind of cool. I like
there's good puns fish. We can do.
It's a instrument.
Oh, what's his? Oh, bass.
Yeah.
Is it pronounced bass?
I believe bass? So.
Okay. Okay. So that was our three things. We'll really rack our brains. No, but I mean, congrats to the kid. Obviously, that's an amazing thing. Whenever you commit to any school, it's a big deal.
I trust the staff making great evaluations.
Of course. Of course. Do we need to chat about any of the actual other games that happened today? I know the Big Ten kind of not looking super hot. We're not really doing a good job of making our conference look, or Illinois at least is the only team that's really making us look good. And shout out Rutgers, the second team. I think they pulled away and won by 4 in the end. But Purdue, goodbye.
Oh, Wisconsin won.
Wisconsin, yeah, I guess, whatever. Ohio State, though, goodbye. Really a tough look for half of the Big Ten teams. And MSU, of course, two nights ago, like, oof.
Yeah,
I thought this was supposed to be the best conference.
It reminds me a little bit of the Big Ten tournament with Michigan. It's like, hey, we did our part. We showed up. You guys, you missed the party.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's not our fault. And I guess maybe that reflects poorly on us in the Big Ten, but we're still standing. So that's really all that I care about.
Yeah. We'll play whoever Brad said we'll play him in a playground, in a parking lot, inside, outside, wherever. Unity, equality, whatever court you want to send us, they'll play the game. But yeah, tough day for Ohio State, for Purdue, for Michigan State. We're doing our part, though.
Yeah, I mean, you just love to see it because, I mean, we talked about it. It's like, oh, this has got to be a cakewalk. And I'm sure every single Ohio State fan was feeling that way.
Yeah.
And then at some point, you realize, like, wow, we might actually lose this game.
Well, I made the joke that Washington had hit one too many threes against Illinois, and it carried over, and because of that he didn't hit the three to tie there against Oral Roberts. Yeah, and it's like you made one too many threes there against Illinois, and those carry over, as we know.
And hey, I mean, we want every single, like, number one, number two, number three, number four seed to get eliminated, right? Like, we want to beat the best, but at the same time, like, it's good to see some of those teams go down. Hopefully Gonzaga loses in the 1-8 game. Like,
or the 16-1 game they haven't played yet.
Yeah,
you don't know.
That's very true.
Yeah, you don't know.
Michigan, I would love to see them be the second 16 seed.
Oh, man.
That would just be the ultimate online trolling opportunity.
We'll be there waiting for you in the Final Four, Michigan. We did our part again. Where have you been? Yeah.
Sam, what are your thoughts on some of these upsets happening not in our region? I think all day I was kind of like, oh, crap, they're not going to be able to take out a 2-seed or a 1-seed.
Yeah, I think I'm in the school of just get rid of as many good teams as soon as you can. And I don't know, hold that tiger. I think something's happening in the round of 32 between LSU and Michigan.
Oh, so you think LSU's already moving on?
I do, yeah. I think Will Wade will call in a favor. American cakes there.
Baylor just has to show up. It's kind of annoying. And that they're
Baylor had an amazing day today.
Yeah, they did. They really did.
I would don't know, though. The Badgers are looking a little pesky.
Eh.
Brad Davison might take 40 charges and foul out the entire team.
I know what we need to do. This is how it's going to work. We all just have to say, let's go, Badgers. And I think it'll get done.
Sorry, good try, though. Good try.
Let's go, Badgers.
No, sorry. Yeah, I was rooting for Badgers. I know Johnny was rooting for Wisconsin. I couldn't get my little heart to do it today. I wanted to root for UNC.
I just hate UNC so much. Like, Wisconsin's never taken a title
just
away from
it,
us.
Okay, you hate UNC as a team, but this Wisconsin team.
True, that's fair.
You know, historically, like, screw UNC, but yeah, I mean, this Wisconsin team, like, it's time to lay these guys to rest. It's time for Greg Gard to be on the hot seat.
I will say, I feel like today was, like, almost an identity game for Wisconsin. Like, if they couldn't beat this UNC team today, it's like, they're not really, like, that pesky threat anymore.
Yeah, I mean, good for them. They showed up, and I think that a lot of people were starting to question their ability to actually show up, and that if they actually were that pesky team. I wouldn't say that anyone in our region today, I mean, the 5-12 upset with Oregon State, that doesn't really help Illinois at all. Liberty not really able to pull through.
Unless we get Oregon State.
Yeah, favors weren't really done for us, but to quote my good friend Brad Underwood, give me the hardest path, and we're going to likely get the hardest path. I think Loyola's probably the better team. If we beat Loyola, we'll probably play Oklahoma State, which is the best team that we could play so far, and then Houston doesn't look like they're going anywhere after decimating Cleveland State, so hey, it's probably going to be the hardest path, which we wouldn't have it any other way, right?
Yeah, I mean, also, Cade Cunningham, you went 3-for-14 against Liberty. You scored 1 point in the first half. You're really the best player in college basketball, according to some people.
Not according to USA Today, he's not.
No, that's...
They had to call on Bernard Kuma for help early. It was looking like a tough scene.
Kuma is going to score 20 against us.
No, stop, stop.
Yeah,
Pour one out for the Nard Dog. Okay, well, so far, so good. We're one down. We got through it. Pretty uneventful, uncontroversial. Hopefully we can do the same thing. Are we still, as of recording, we don't have a time for our game? Is that correct? Okay, we don't have a time for our game yet. But hopefully we'll be coming to you post-game with another win where we can talk about our Sweet 16 matchup for a full week. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'll catch you on the next one. ILL.